6 minutes to 8, let's get the business news now with Brian Finn.
Gavin, thank you. Permanent TSB has announced a potential deal with NatWest worth about €7.6 billion to buy some elements of Ulster Bank's business here. Eamon Crowley is chief executive of Permanent TSB, and this is what's called a memorandum of understanding, Eamon. So it's an intention to do a deal, but it's mainly mortgages and business loans. Is that correct?
That's correct. Good morning, Brian. That's correct. It's mortgages, business loans, but it also includes 25 branch locations. And indeed welcoming up to 500 Ulster Bank employees over to Permanent TSB when we close.
And what criteria did you use for selecting those branches? Is there a good spread around the country?
Well, they absolutely complement our existing 76 branches that we have already. But Ulster Bank had quite a good coverage in the west and northwest, and indeed parts of South County Dublin and West Dublin, which actually complement our existing branch network.
And up to 500 staff transferring to Permanent TSB. Are they mainly branch staff, or are they staff that would be working on the loans, for example?
Well, they're a mix of staff across the Ulster Bank operation. We have to get into the detail of who and which staff, but you know, we particularly welcome the customer facing staff within those individuals, because we are here to attract and serve and support Ulster Bank customers through the transition and the phase withdrawal of NatWest from the market.
Now, will you need to raise additional capital for this deal, and will you have to tap the state as a shareholder for that?
No, this deal is self-financing from that respect, in that we are planning to provide NatWest with up to 20% share in the bank, and we'll also make an additional cash payment to them, but it's all self-financing. And we do not expect that we would need to raise funds from existing shareholders, including the state.
So NatWest will take a stake of 20%. Does this effectively mean that Permanent TSB will have both the Irish and British governments as shareholders now, if this goes ahead?
Well, we don't look at it that way. We look at it as a vote of confidence in what we're doing in Permanent TSB. We see it as being part of the phased withdrawal and the organised withdrawal by the NatWest group. And we see it as a partnership by way of how we will support and help that transition for the Ulster Bank customers over to Permanent TSB.
And what happens next? Will this deal take long to complete?
Well, the next phase is we enter into the legal negotiations to actually confirm all the legal details. We expect that to complete by the end of the year. And then we would expect to close the transaction next year, maybe around mid next year. Again, the details have to be agreed. The key thing to mention here is that Ulster Bank customers do not need to do anything today. They still are served by the Ulster Bank group itself, and you know, we will work with Ulster Bank to ensure the proper transition of those customers over in a seamless manner.
Eamon Crowley, chief executive of Permanent TSB, thank you for talking to us this morning. More business news at 8:30. Louise.